The local government payoff for 2022 is due to be announced by the employers at the end of July. Unison's National Joint Council, NJC, committee, which negotiates with the employers, has written to all Unison branch secretaries in local government. Assuming the offer made is not one they would recommend, they want to move straight to an industrial action ballot without first running a consultative ballot, in order to avoid delaying a fight this year. The committee also agreed that the ballot would be disaggregated, i.e. a separate ballot for each employer. Given that wages for many local government workers have fallen in value by nearly 27.5% since 2010, and many are forced to juggle several jobs at once, a serious fight is absolutely necessary. Socialist Party members will work tirelessly to ensure a yes vote in this ballot. We have consistently argued for the recently elected left leadership of the National Union to lead a fight on pay, jobs and cuts, the essential issues that affect the lives of all our members. Unison organizes many support staff and schools, and this decision opens up the potential to coordinate action with the National Education Union, which is also preparing to ballot in the autumn. Over 1.5 million public sector workers could be on strike before the end of the year. To get over the undemocratic Tory thresholds in place to try to stymie trade union action, a big campaign must be launched immediately, with detailed preparation in every area. Campaign: the lesson must be learned from last year's lackluster ballot campaign, the result of which was overwhelmingly in favor of action, but turnout fell considerably short of the threshold. This is why Socialist Party members on the union's national executive have put a resolution to the NEC, calling for the NEC itself to make fighting the cost of living crisis its priority, and to take a lead in supporting and coordinating across all groups of the union. That is particularly important given that some key service groups in Unison, such as health, remain in the hands of the old right-wing leadership with a record of holding back struggle. The NEC is discussing a motion to the Trades Union Congress, TUC, calling for it to coordinate action across TUC unions,